Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor and Christian consultant, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your weekly spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, because you know what I hear about you? I hear that you are so loving, so kind, that you treat people with love, dignity, and respect, and that you really go out your way to uplift people and make them feel good, and that in a crowd, you are the one who will help those people in need. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! I just want to let you know I'm very proud of you and that God sees what you're doing and he loves you and he's blessing you and sending blessings your way. So keep on doing what you're doing because you make God look great. Well, today's show is really, really important. This is the third year anniversary of Taboo Talk. Taboo started May 8th, 2008, and we've been on the air consistently since that time. And I want to thank all the listeners from around the world who consistently tune in to get your word in season and an uplifting message and for your support. I want to thank you. Thank you for making this show a success and for keeping us on the air for 3 years. Without you, there would be no Taboo Talk. So thank you. In celebration of Taboo Talk's 3-year anniversary, we have a very, very special guest star. We have Mama Day, Mrs. Arlene Day. Mrs. Arlene Day is a retired licensed practical nurse. She now is a motivational speaker who is a proud mother of 3 grown children whom all graduated from prestigious universities. Her daughter is from Cornell University and her son from Clark Atlanta University, all with honors. Her oldest daughter, which is me, went on to obtain her master's from Columbia University with honors. She is the proud grandmother of 2 granddaughters. She has published a book called I Promise My Friend and is currently working on her 2nd book. She is a mental health advocate and a national spokesperson for the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Ongoing Program. She is now in training for the Senior Olympic Swimming Competition, specializing in the butterfly. She motivates people to be all that they can through presentations, mentoring, and sharing of herself on her Facebook fan page, Mrs. Arlene Day, a.k.a. Mama Day. So let's welcome Mama Day. Mama Day, welcome back to Taboo Talk.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and hello to everybody.
We are so glad to have you.
Congratulations to you on your 3rd year of Taboo Talk. Congrats, congrats, congrats.
Thank you, Mama Day. Thank you. Thank you, because as those who have been with the show from the beginning know, Mama Day was helped found the show by being on air, one of the on-air personalities, and coming back and celebrating it in its 3rd year is really a blessing. So thank you so much, Mama Day. Thank you for helping getting us off the ground.
No, thank you for being consistent and obedient to the Word of God.
Thank you. Well, today we want to give the listeners a special talk about what they can do to enter the kingdom of heaven and to get their blessings and to be as on fire and having so much energy and spark and positiveness as Miss Mama Day, right?
Okay.
So this show is dedicated to talking about staying young at heart and active, me time. ways that you can do things to be active, young, and have quality time for yourself so that you're not a make-do person, but you are building up yourself as you build up the community. So to get us started, I got a couple of scriptures because even Jesus wanted you to know that the way to inherit the kingdom of God was to be young at heart. If you go to Matthew chapter 18, verse 1, and the time disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child and had him stand among them, and he said, this is Jesus, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Amen.
Amen.
And then also in Mark chapter 10, verse 13, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Mm.
Amen. I started to say, wow, wow.
Yes. So, you know, people think that the older you get, the more stiff and uptight and stank you're supposed to get. Because this Taboo Talk, we keep it real. You know, you're not supposed to have fun and enjoy life. And you're supposed to be serious all the time. And you're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. No, but Jesus said, no, have fun like little children. Be humble. Take fun in life. Enjoy life. See life as interesting and wonderful and awesome, and see all the beautiful things there is to explore. And so I thought the most vital speaker on this would be Mama Day, because Mama Day does so much. She does swimming, capoeira, African dance. She knits, she crochets, she does presentations. I mean, she's always doing so many different activities. She's always going to basketball games, Yankee games, plays, theater. She just enjoys life. So, Mama Day, first of all, how can people get into that kind of spirit where they're young at heart and they are always exploring new avenues of things to do?
I tell you, I'm sitting here dumbfounded.
Okay.
I'm sitting here dumbfounded over the scriptures.
Okay.
And I'm sitting here with a smile from ear to ear. My teeth are hurting. Not knowingly, but that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not
being obedient to God.
Being
yes.
obedient to God and really childlike.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things that I'm doing is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what children do. They do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that certain point when they get reined in by boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But that's childlike.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that being responsible for raising children and being responsible on your job and being responsible, you know, for the care and stuff of your house, your husband, you know, we get lost in the shuffle there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never about me time.
Mm-hmm.
It's about everybody else's time.
Mm-hmm.
And so along the journey of my life, I came out of working. My children are gone. And I was asked by my doctor, my therapist, you know, what do you want to do? And I hit a brick wall. And it was like, what do you mean, what do I want to do? And, you know, because want was never there.
Mm-hmm.
It was always about what or should or could or have to and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So the head started hurting. It took me a week or two to figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I just let go and relax, it was like, wow, I really want to learn how to swim because I had issues in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could say the F word, and, you know, because I don't own that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to spell it so people don't have the wrong idea?
Okay.
F-E-A-R.
Fear, okay. You have fear.
Oh, my God. What is Mother saying on that? Please. Anyhow, yeah, I don't play with that word anymore because it's not in my vocabulary.
Oh, but, excuse
us. Yes, because what you say is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have those kind of issues regarding water. And it took a pool of seniors and lifeguards and instructors to get me to the point that I am at now.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the one of my goals was to learn how to swim and swim right. And then I said, wow, what next? Get back into knitting and crocheting. 20-something years ago, I saw this film on TV about Capoeira. This was a Capoeira film. Of course, I can't name the title right now. And over 20 years ago, I said, wow, I would like to do that. That's a martial arts and African, martial arts and dance. And it's a Brazilian, martial art. And I saw that, and I wanted to do it. Well, I started doing that when I was like 60, 61. And my instructors, Bronx, and his lovely wife, Father Fina, I said, am I too old? Am I too heavy to do this? And they said, you're never too old, and you're never too heavy. There's no such thing as getting into shape to do Capoeira.
So, in hearing your story, anybody wanting to get young at heart and to start taking care of themselves and being childlike, first they have to know what they want.
Yes.
In fact, right? They have to know what they want. And like what you shared with us is that it's not always easy to define what you want because that's
Thank you. One thing
we don't get a chance to ask, especially if we're giving and helping everybody and we're the ones supporting the world. You know, oftentimes we become make-do people. We make do for ourselves, but, you know, we make sure everybody else is taken care of. And Jesus said, no, you make sure that you are childlike in your thought process so you can enter heaven. You're doing what you want to do. And so what Mom and Dave is saying is, do what you want. First, define what you want. Even, you know, you're never too old. You're never too heavy. You're never too. There's no such thing as can't. Just when will I begin?
Mm-hmm.
And for you to jump in there and to begin, and whatever it is, you know, for Mama Day, it was swimming, it was capoeira, it was knitting. For you, listener Taboo Talk, it may be photography, it may be painting, it may be skydiving, it may be race car racing, it may be something as simple as going and getting a manicure and pedicure every month to pamper yourself. And let's go into that next as part of me time.
Sure.
Pampering
as
yourself.
Part of, it is me time.
It is me time.
It is, you know, it is me time on the top of the list. Take
yes.
care of your body. Your body is the temple of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus don't want to be in no smoke-filled body.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't want to be really in no overweight body. This just says gluttony is a sin, right?
Amen.
Okay. And to do that, it takes a lot of willpower and a lot of commitment because we didn't get into those situations overnight, and we're not coming out of them overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a steady stick-to-itiveness that you can overcome all of that.
Right.
And I'm speaking from experience because I was a two-pack or more a day smoker. Right or wrong?
Yes, you were.
Okay. And I was over 230 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
Right. And for people who don't know your height, on a small frame, that's a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you that it can be done in the name of Jesus. It can be done.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so with more me time, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable in terms of being pampered. So regardless of what's going on, you dedicate a part of your budget, a part of your time to taking care of yourself. So if that means that you like a particular lotion, like I'll give you an example. I like having Victoria's Secret Paraglaze lotion. That's just my thing, you know, and it makes me feel like I'm loving and liking myself, and it keeps me young at heart, and every time I put it on, it makes me feel happy.
That's right.
So, you know, I make sure that I have that in my budget to have some Victoria's Secret lotion, and that's all I use. You know, if for
and you,
you
don't have to have a budget like that every month. If you catch
no.
a sale, you can stock up. So
true.
So, you know, and that's good for what? 4, 5, 6 months?
Yes.
Okay.
But making sure you have your supply every month so you don't run out. You know, I know it's important for me to have a manicure and a pedicure every month, like once a month.
Yes.
And so setting aside that in my budget, you know, because that makes me feel girly and like I'm loving and liking me.
Yeah, getting your hair done.
Getting your hair done. You know, and for guys, it's getting your hair cut. And, you know, I being married and seeing my husband says, every week I got to get my hair cut. And that's his me time. And he goes to the barber, he comes back, and he's just really relaxed and chilled out. And I'm like, okay, you have to have that me time.
Well,
we have to budget
that. You know
that.
What I like seeing? Do you know what I love seeing?
What?
I love seeing men come in the nail salon getting a manicure and a pedicure. I love it. No, man, you know, heaven forbid, a man want to talk to you, and he's looking good, and everything is a go-go, and after months of talking and stuff like that, and you get to see this man's feet, and they look like crusty dusty. Not happening.
Yes.
You know, that tells me that the man's not taking care of himself.
Mm.
If I'm just there talking to a man and he's like, let's have a toast, and his fingernails got all this black dirt up underneath it, he might get the toast in his lap. Can I do? And that's part of me time, too. Men, you're responsible, too. You know, it's not just a woman's thing. Me time
now
is for everybody. Men, take care of yourself. Make sure your mustache is trimmed, your hair was cut, your nose is done, your ears are clean. And that's women, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take care of yourself.
And the more you do that, the better you feel.
Oh,
the better you feel.
Yes.
You know, regardless, and let me just say, sometimes you're for those people who are starting at a point where they may be overweight, they may have never taken care of themselves before, they may have never set aside for me time or childlike behavior, and I know how that feels because I was a make-do woman at one point, not doing for myself, not caring, not, you know, spoiling myself in ways to make me feel good. And when you first start, you feel guilty. Let's talk about that for a second.
Oh,
you feel guilty.
You feel like you're robbing the children. You're robbing somebody.
You're robbing
guilt.
Your husband.
Guilt.
You're taking from the budget.
From the house. Oh, so-and-so won't get this here. Because women, by nature, we're nurturers, and we have to always give to children who are quite grown and on their own, and we still have to give for them and let them.
And even if you have young children, you know,
you
feel like,
well, young children is a must.
Right. But you may feel like you can't, you're not in a position to do. And I have to say this, you know, or even if you're single, I'm single. Well, I was single at the time that happened, that, you know, I need to save just in case of emergencies. You know, that big 6 month save, you know, or else everything will fall apart. And so briefly, I just wanted to say that's the devil talking to you, because God is not going to put in your heart fear and disgust and make something that's supposed to build you up tear you down at the same time.
Well,
no.
What I was trying to say is that if I had known what I know now when I was raising y'all, I did take time and go and get my hair done because that was part of my appearance for working. So I didn't see it as a me time. It was a must to accomplish money, you know, to go to work. But to really like take time for oneself and like be it exercise, even while raising children. You know, I encourage young mothers and young people always set aside some time for self, even in a marriage. Set aside time for me time. You don't always have to be all up underneath your husband. He needs time for him. You need time for you. And then when you come together, it's even better because you're not sitting there harboring, oh, wow, look at my nails. You know, you're looking down at yourself and you don't like what you're looking at. And we could do it subconsciously, too.
It's true. Being young in my marriage to Warren, I could tell you that we take time for our me time. We both have our different things that we do to uplift ourselves. And it makes us better when we come back together. You know, I enjoy seeing him come home from the barbershop looking all nice and clean and smooth and feeling good and smelling good and like, And he likes seeing my manicure and my pedicure. You know, it's just like these are things that makes the romance continue. You know, have a love affair with yourself. Have a love affair with your partner and encourage those things to build each other up. Well, we've come to the close of the show so quickly. I think we're going to pick this up a little bit next week. What do you think, Mom, because this was a good topic?
No problemo.
Okay. I want to let you know, just in wrapping up, that one of the things that Jesus encouraged us to be was childlike. And Mama Day did a great job in explaining what that was. It's doing what we want and going out and doing those things that bring us joy. Thank you, Mama Day, for explaining that.
Why, thank you for having me. And your scriptures just really set the tone because it just opened up a light bulb in my head.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen to Taboo Talk. You're special. And if anything has hit home with you today, good. It was meant to. It was meant to jar you out of that place where you didn't need to be, which was in make-do land. No, we want you to have the childlike wonder, the childlike care and want and desire so that you can be entering into heaven and we can see you on the other side too. And so, you know what? Continue to do those things that bring you joy, bring you happiness, that uplift you and make you feel good inside. And these things, you know, will take time and will take commitment. And you know what? Those guilty feelings come up. Just tell them, rebuke them in the name of Jesus because that's not of God. God wants you to be happy, to have more joy, more love, more peace, and more happiness. Now, Mama Day, how can people get a hold of you for presentations, consultations, or ways to speak to them so that you can give them some more motivational speaking?
Well, you can contact me at UnlimitedHealth, that's UnlimitedHealth.com, and Taboo Talk. Tell them the rest.
Okay. Mama Day has her own Facebook fan page, which is Mrs. Arlene Day, a.k.a. Mama Day, and you can send her a message through there, and she will be happy to get in touch with you. And if you contact her through Unlimited Help Incorporated, her representative will make an appointment for you to speak with her, and she will get in contact. So she looks forward to working with you or your organization. Mama Day does do private consultations. She is a Christian consultant who helps individuals transform their mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. And as you can see, she is very frank, open, and helpful. So if you need that type of coaching and you're in the tri-state area or you like to have it over the phone, please give her a call through Unlimited Help, UnlimitedHelp.com, and that number is 347-602-6234. Well, I just want to thank you once again, Mama Day, for coming on the show. It's been a blessing having you over the course of the last 3 years. Make this show a success. Without you behind the scenes and in front of the microphone, I couldn't do the things that I do. And I just want to truly thank you from the bottom of my heart for being such a supportive and instrumental force in my life. I love you and I thank you.
You are quite welcome.
I also want to thank my entire family, all my friends, all the listeners of Taboo Talk, all my fans on my Facebook fan page for your support, for your prayers, for your thoughts, for you supporting this ministry. You have been a blessing to me. I thank God for you. I thank God for you and the show and the ability to come and give, you know, a sharing of the word with you. We share together, and I thank you for your feedback. And if you want to and you haven't already, please visit my website, which is LadyCharmaineDay.com. There you can see up-to-date information about what I'm doing, how to join my Facebook fan page, and to purchase something from the store where you can buy my books, my DVDs, and two of my books, Size 7.5, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, and Zero Mathematics, The Science of Today. I am donating proceeds, $2 of proceeds, to the American Red Cross for disaster relief for Japan and Haiti. So please purchase those books from the online store so that I can make those donations. And I want to let you know that Mama Day's book, I Promise My Friend, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and the store, UnlimitedHelp.com. So if you like, please purchase her book from those stores. She definitely appreciates your support. Well, thank you for tuning in, for listening. You are very, very special. Thank you once again, Mama Day, for joining us. We thank God for you. You've been a blessing, like I said, for the last 3 years.
Thank you for having me. And I'm here to say thank God for you for being obedient and consistently on Taboo Talk. And you have been a blessing to millions and millions of people.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We thank you, too.
Thank you, too.
Kersey?
Thank you. I took my bow, my Kersey.
Okay, yes, because, you know, without you, there would be no Taboo Talk.
Thank you.
This is your baby, and you've seen it to fruition. And I'm just very, very happy for you.
Thank you, Mom.
And may you continually have many more years to come.
Oh, praise your heart. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And to God be all the glory. Let me let you know that all this is done to God be the glory. To God be the glory in all things, because without him, nothing is possible.
That's true.
Nothing is possible.
We will, and you being obedient.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, to the special listener of Taboo Talk, continue to do what you do because you make God look great. And you know what? Thank you and goodbye.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind.